I open my eyes. It's light outside now. I sit up. Derek, are you down here? There's no answer. I get up and go into the kitchen. Dirty dishes are still stacked on the counter, but the floor has been swept. Derek! I look behind me and see that the basement door is open. I go to the top of the basement stairs. Derek, are you? Oh my God, I see him. He's lying at the heap at the bottom of the stairs. His legs are twisted on the bottom stairs and his upper body lies on the basement floor in what looks like blood. A frying pan is next to his head. I back up. My throat feels thick and I can't breathe. Derek, I manage to squeak out. I back up into the kitchen, open a drawer and take out a lighter. Then I head into the bathroom and open the medicine chest and remove a can of hairspray. I'm going to kill you, Jocko. Come out where I can see you, you little shit. I search all of the kitchen cupboards, but he's not stupid enough to try to hide in one of them. Come on out, Jocko, I yell as I enter the living room. Let's play. I look at the entertainment center. Damn, I never nailed the door shut. I ready my can of hairspray and my lighter and pull the door open with my little foot. The door swings open and something comes flying out at me. It's the little dog that Jocko was carrying. I push down the nozzle of the hairspray and flick the lighter. I hear something sizzling and stop for a moment to peek inside. It's the veneer on the cabinet burning and Jocko is nowhere to be found. On a hunch, I spin around and run to the drapes and pull them back. There he is! I ignite my handmade torch again, and this time the flames jump on the curtains and Jocko runs and leaps onto the couch. Come on, catch me, he screams. I wave the smoke away to get a clear shot of him and lurch toward the couch with my can of hairspray. As I take aim, he jumps off and runs into the kitchen. I follow him and he runs downstairs into the basement. I hold tightly onto my now half can of hairspray and enter the darkness. I reach the middle of the staircase and stop to listen to him. But I only hear smoke alarms piercing the air. I move down one more step. Crack! A pain shoots up my leg and I tumble over and fall down the stairs and land on top of Derek. My can of hairspray and lighter go tumbling into the darkness. I look under the steps and see Jocko there, laughing, holding the hammer that he just used to smash my ankle. My eyes adjust to the darkness and I see my can of hairspray. I reach into Derek's pocket, searching for his lighter. Luck! I pull it out and lunge for the hairspray. I grab it, turn, aim, and ignite. Jocko's body engulfs in flames. Die! I scream. I see his blob of flame running toward me and I squirm back. Jocko runs past me and up the stairs. I can hear him screaming above the sirens and smoke alarms. I crawl up the stairs after him. I reach the top of the stairs and can hear a faint pounding on the door. I can't see, the smoke is too thick. I hear yelling and smashing but can no longer distinguish between the noises. My head starts to swim and I lay down to rest for a moment. I feel something grabbing me and kick out as something is shoved onto my face. My voice is gone and I can't scream. I try to shake my head to get the thing off my face. Get this thing off me, I manage to whisper. I can breathe easier now. I am being dragged. Sunlight hits my face. My eyes sting, but I can see that I'm outside. People are running and screaming. Hoses are strewn everywhere, and I can still hear sirens in the distance. I realize they're trying to put the fire out. No, let it burn. He's still alive in there. You have to let it burn. He has to die. You have to listen to me. He killed Derek, and he's still in there. You have to let it burn. Someone grabs my arm, and I try to jerk away, but they hold too tight. I feel a sharp stinging in my arm. What the hell are you doing? Let me go. I have to find him. My head feels light. I try to move, but fall against the person holding my arm. They pick me up and lie me on a nice warm bed. Sleep, they say. Okay, I reply. I don't get much sleep these days. I try to take naps during the day if someone is in the room with me. On nights like tonight, I just sit in my bed and watch him. They brought him to me after the fire. They cleaned him up and made a new handmade costume for him. My neighbor's little girl found him lying on the grass and thought I might want him, a memory left over from the fire. They brought him to the hospital a few days after I arrived. The nurse let them in and gave him to me wrapped in paper. A present, they said, smiles beaming off their faces. I opened the paper and said, yes, hello, Jocko. Finn.